Today's episode of Keeping It Real Podcast is brought to you by Nest Egg. Looking to add value to your investor clients? Recommend Nest Egg, a Chicago-based app that has everything your clients need to manage their rentals in only minutes a month. Nest Egg is the only app that gets things done at the rental, including on-demand maintenance and services like tenant placement and snow removal. Also, Nest Egg is free to use, which makes your clients' investments 20 to 30% more profitable. Join Nest Egg today by downloading the app or by visiting nestegg.rent. That's nestegg.rent. Use promo code Keeping It Real to get your first hour of maintenance for free. And now, on to the show. Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real, the largest podcast in the country made by real estate agents for real estate agents. My name is DJ Paris. I am your guide and host through the show. And we're just about ready to have GoGo from gogosbootcamp.com come on and talk about social media and what realtors need to be doing in 2020 to up their social media game. Before we get to GoGo, I'm asking everyone for a huge favor. Could you think of just one realtor, one real estate agent that you know that could benefit from listening to top 1% producers, right? Of course you can. We all know at least one who's eager to learn, but maybe doesn't exactly know how to get those tips and strategies from the very best producers. Well, this is what this podcast is all about. If you're listening, you already know that, but a lot of brokers don't yet know about the show. So if everyone goes out there and just tells one other person, that will double our listenership and we'll be able to do more episodes. Just this month alone, we have 12 episodes booked and scheduled and ready. So this is our year 2020 to literally double the number of episodes we're going to provide. So we're asking you to help us double our audience. So just think of one broker, one realtor that could use this kind of information. Pass it along. We'd greatly appreciate it. Also, if you're a sponsor or you have a product or service that realtors need to know about, we are taking sponsorships. So reach out to us. Visit keepingitrealpod.com and you can send us a message and our sponsorship team will get back in touch with you. Also, we have a new casting director. Her name's Zana. She's amazing. So if you know another broker anywhere in the country that would be a great fit for our show, send her a note. You can do that also through our website where you can, of course, listen to every episode we've already ever done. And also follow us on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/keepingitrealpod. And every single day we send an article that we found online that is designed to help you grow your business. Okay, guys, that's enough for me. Let's get on to our episode with GoGo. Okay, today on the show we have GoGo Bethke. GoGo came to the United States in 2003 to build her American dream. She was broke, had no sphere of influence, no experience, barely spoke English, and with only $6 to her name. So that left her with nothing else but Facebook to grow her business. And that's where she started. She created GoGo's Real Estate, and her real estate career began. With the power of social media, GoGo has sold over 45 million in residential real estate transactions. She shares the good, the bad, and the ugly side of real estate, and her honest snippets into her everyday life have earned her tens of thousands of followers in social media and in the real estate community, and she earned the nickname the Social Media Queen. Now, after being asked to present at various realtor events, she has built a social media bootcamp called GoGo's Bootcamp for realtors. You can find that at gogosbootcamp.com. Today, she has a team of 130 agents. By the way, last time we did this, she had a team of 106. So that's how quickly she is growing. And she's growing nationwide. Her goal is to help as many agents as possible make a name for themselves in real estate on social media. If she can do it, this girl from Transylvania, Romania, with no US education, no sphere of influence, no money, no experience, and an accent, then you can definitely do it too. Follow GoGo on Instagram at GoGo's, that's G-O-G-O-S, GoGo's Real Estate. And we'll post links to that as well. Anyway, welcome to the show again, GoGo.
Well, thank you for having me. I love it. It's exciting.
We're super excited to have you. Your last episode was one of our, I think it was our third most listened to episode ever, which is super big for us. And we're so excited you're back with us. So what do you want to talk about today? Before I'm interrupting you, I apologize. Before, we have to talk about your new program. So you just updated GoGo's Bootcamp.
Yeah, so we updated GoGo's Bootcamp for a couple reasons. A, because I, even though I do everything organically, so I don't run ads, and I will tell you when I do run ads, it's a little bit different. I run ads for events sometimes. Most of my events fill up organically, but if they don't, then we run a couple events to fill up the seats. And then I also run ads for GoGo's Bootcamp. But other than that, I don't run ads. So everything is that I do is organic. But some agents, through experience after buying the original GoGo's Bootcamp, they want to throw some money at it. They want to throw $10 a day and run an ad. And how should they do that? So my digital marketer, Sammy, has a class for that that's called Finesse Digital Media. And that's what he teaches. He teaches how to build that brand and how to lead generate and how to get eyeballs and everything that you're posting with the power of Facebook and Instagram and running ads in stories and in your feed and things like that. So that got added to the bootcamp for pretty much the same price that we were running for my birthday. And I think the birthday special is still up. So you get that. Then on top of it, we added a private Facebook group only for bootcamp members. So everybody that purchased at any point, I used to have my bootcamp at $49. So back in the day when I was slowly building it for everybody who trusted me at that time and purchased that, they get access now to everything that I came out with ever since. And so also when they purchase it now, they get access to the Facebook group. And once a month, we are going to do live training where myself and Sammy, my digital marketer, will sit in and we'll have a different subject and we'll start from the basics. So the very first training is the 27th of this month. I think it's at 1:00 in the afternoon Eastern time. And then everybody comes on live and then we start from the ground up where I literally walk you through how to build up your profiles and what to do, what not to do. And then every month just we add on and add on and add on until you have everything that I have. And that's going to be a 12-month series.
Awesome. Well, everyone should check that out. You also just go to gogosbootcamp.com. And she has a wonderful website and explains in great detail. And there's a money back guarantee. So there's nothing to lose, right? If it makes sense, you're going to stay with it. And it will make sense because it makes sense for the thousands of people that are already members. And, on our show, I do not promote things lightly. I almost never promote anything. And this is about the best thing I've seen out there, especially in the realm of social media. So definitely check it out, gogosbootcamp.com. So what are we going to talk about today? It's now 2020.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about what's new in 2020 when it comes to social media. What works and maybe that worked last year, it doesn't work anymore. And so you kind of, just like anything else, any systems and processes that you may be using and you might have been successful with it in the past, that doesn't mean that it's going to work in 2020. So I figured let's go through some of the changes that the algorithm changes and things like that that Facebook and Instagram has implemented so then you can adjust with the time so you can have just as of a successful, if not more successful year in 2020 that you did before.
Great.
How does that sound? Sounds good? Okay.
Perfect.
So I took some notes. So if you don't mind, I'm just kind of going through my notes and just kind of blurring out the ideas that, or the notes that I took here. So giveaways are very, very, very important from now on. Instagram especially, and Facebook. If you look at my Facebook, it's only, I think, at 3,000 followers. It's really hard to grow a Facebook page because Facebook only allows 2% of your followers, the already followers, to actually see your post.
Right. And this is important. I want to say this again. So if you have a group or a page specific to your business, or even just your friends, the people that follow you or who like your page, only on average 2-3% if you're lucky, of those people who follow you are actually going to see.
They already clicked that button and they said, I'm interested and I want to see what GoGo is going to post from now on. Even those, they showed interest, Facebook only going to show it to 2%. So if you have 100 people, two of them are going to see it. It's going to show up in their feed. So the reason why they do that is because when you turn it into a page, the reason why they allow you to reach people that you can't organically on a natural, on your organic page, is because they want you to advertise. Sure. They want you to throw money at it. So yeah, you have the ability to reach strangers and get their eyeballs, but I want you to pay for it. kind of scenario. So it's kind of hard to grow it organically, but the one way that you can, and it's very, very effective, and you can get hundreds of followers, well, granted, depending where you're at, is giveaways. And our business as realtors, we have local businesses. So I don't sell in Chicago, even though I can through my team, but I personally don't do that. So if I'm trying to generate local leads, you want local followers for that. So one of the very best ways of doing so is to collaborate with local businesses and then do giveaways. So for example, let's say you call it a giveaway Tuesdays, whatever.
I love this. By the way, this idea alone has never, ever been brought up by anyone I've ever interviewed. So I'm really excited about this. It's huge.
Oh, good. So let's do this. So you can do like giveaway Tuesdays. So just try to say, but anything, just like everything else, if you're cold caller and you're consistent with it, you cold call every day from 8 to noon, then when you decide to do a giveaway, you're going to be consistent with it and you're going to call it giveaway Tuesdays and you're going to do it every single Tuesday. So then every week you go and pick a business that's local to you that you go in and you say, hey, I'm Gogo. I'm a local realtor. I built my business on social media. I'm trying to build yours and mine at the same time, try to generate local sales for myself and with that, local sales for you. Is there anything in your business that you can give away that it's not costing you $1 trillion, but it will generate traffic to you and with that giveaway will generate traffic to me?
Boy, that's brilliant. Because, you know, these local businesses, here's what they're always getting their phone calls. If you have a small, if you have a local business, you're getting phone calls from billboard advertisers, newspapers, radio, all of which want your money. And now you're offering them as a realtor, hey, for, you know, if you can part with something, I can promote your business for you.
Yes. And then also you get their followers. So the way you do that is that you may take a picture of the item that you're giving away. I do recommend though, instead of being just the item, you should be in the photo, maybe even the owner of the other business, the local business. You guys should be in the photo holding that thing that you're going to give away. Then you're going to name the terms of the giveaway. You always want whoever is participating in the giveaway to follow both of your businesses. You're doing this for the traffic. You don't just want to give them something. You give them something for the future eyeballs. Because as long as you can stay in front of them, that's your free advertising for the future. And they always be reminded that you're a realtor and they always going to see your post. And if and when down on the road they need a realtor, they wouldn't be able to think of anybody else but you because they see you all the time. Plus you already gave them something. And people feel like I got something from you. I owe you now.
Right.
So
law of reciprocity.
Yeah. So they're going to choose you over another realtor because they already feel like you gave them something already. So with the giveaways, there's a few terms that you always want to make sure that you plug into that giveaway. So first of all, be in the photos. Second of all, when you say these are the terms of, and you're going to put the date on which it ends. So you're going to say, if you're doing it every Tuesday, then you might say, okay, you make your post on Tuesdays and then they have to follow through the terms and then you'll pick the winner on Sundays. And then you do another one on Tuesday, pick the winner on Sunday, another one on Tuesday, pick the winner on Sunday. So you say they must follow you and the other business. So that right there grows your audience.
And theirs.
Yeah. Then the other thing is they can tag 3 friends. To enter in this giveaway, tag 3 local friends. So now you just not only gain their following, but you gain 3 of their friends' following. And then when you choose the winner, you're going to go through their profile and there's 2 buttons. There's one following and followers. You're going to make sure that they're actually following you. Then you're going to look up the other business, make sure they're following them. And then you're going to go to the notes, make sure they tag 3 friends. They did. They qualify. That's the winner.
Love it. Cool. What type of businesses you think are good prospects for realtors out there thinking to implement this?
I mean, really anyone from a dog walker to a restaurant, to a yoga studio, to a doctor's office. I mean, as long as it's local, because you're going for that local market. Now, I usually do giveaways. Like I just gave a book away and I was talking about on a Sunday how, you know, I love reading. And when I was younger, I actually paid other kids to read a book and tell me what it was about because I hated studying. Sure. I thought I was so clever of cheating my way through college and all that. You know, you get older, you learn that I cheated myself. Not the professors.
Sure.
Now I was talking about reading a book and I pretty much said, I named the terms of the thing and I said, everybody who follows me, name 3 friends, whoever's going to be the winner get to pick. And I have my Amazon store. So I told the winner, just go to my Amazon store, pick a book that you haven't read yet. I'll personally mail it to you. So if you're doing something like that, that's more of a nationwide audience. But I wasn't going for that local lead generation purpose. So just depending what your purpose is, with that, when you go nationwide, yeah, you can get referrals. that's not out of the window. Like, that's a 25% of a commission.
Sure.
You can do it nationwide as well. But I'm just saying, stay true to your what you're trying to achieve.
Right. So you want to just immerse yourself in your community. And this is another way of, number one, helping a small business and also working together to cross promote each other.
Yeah. And also video works best. So if you feel really good about this, then you can take this one step further and create a quick 1 minute video if you're going to put it in your feed, or if you're willing to take it longer and do an IGTV style video, which is a vertical style video, you're going to shoot a video, let's say, with the owner of the business. Ask them questions. When did you open this business? What are you guys famous for? Is there a dish that is just so good and you made, you know, you got the whatever, 5 stars local restaurant award? Like, anything about them that it gives them knowledge about the local business, and also in the same time makes you that local expert and the local brand where everybody knows now. And so then you do your giveaway with your video.
And I want everyone listening to realize that nobody starts out with hundreds of thousands of followers. We all start out with essentially our friends who follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. But it all takes time. I interviewed these guys. I was talking to GoGo about yesterday, who are YouTube guys, and they go, they make videos about Portland. They're hyper local to Portland. And they said, you know, for 6 months, we just never looked at our view count because we knew it was going to be like 2 views a day. So don't worry if that's where you're at. If you have few friends, few followers, go to GoGo's Bootcamp. We'll teach you how to obviously increase that over time. But this is a marathon, guys.
But
this
even those two, the way I look at it in real estate, everybody needs a roof above their head.
Yes.
If two saw it, and one of them buys a house, we're talking thousands of dollars in commissions.
Huge. Yeah. And guys, and even if you only get one entry, right, that's still one person who cared enough to get excited about your promotion and now has tagged 3 additional people. So don't worry.
When they won and you picked a winner and they received the final item, you personally may have delivered it or you mailed it to them, however you got it to them, you always ask them to take a photo with that item and tag you or send it to you. It's even better when they tag you. So they take the item, post it on their wall. When they tag you, the system notifies you and then you can share it. So now it shows to the rest of the world that may have questioned them, like, oh, are you really going to give that away? Is someone really going to win? When they see that they did win and they tagged you, now when they tag you, you got all of their friends' eyeballs. And then when they tag you, then you generated their friends over to yours. So it's like a cross promotion, I guess. Yes. Plus, it made you look legit, that whatever you said you will do, you follow through and you actually did it.
Yeah. And I want to talk too, because I live in a big metropolitan city. I'm in Chicago. You are in the exact opposite of where we are, because if our roles were reversed and you were in Chicago and you had thousands and thousands of followers, somebody who's listening might say, well, of course, she's in Chicago. Everybody, you know, she has this huge market, but you are not in Chicago. You are in a very small town.
I don't know if you can find it on the map.
It's very small.
Yeah. So it's called Pinckney, Michigan. Very tiny little community. I mean, I moved from a high rise in a city in Europe. So when I moved here, and everybody has an acre and we live off of a dirt road and the closest neighbor is like, hi. You know what I mean? It's like I was so weirded out. There was one grocery store, one gas station.
Sure.
Like, it was just not what I was used to. Now, after being a mom of two and the boys being able to just run around outside and shoot their BB guns in the backyard, I learned to love it. But yeah, it's not that metropolitan area. We don't have thousands and thousands of, the real estate opportunities, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess the point I'm making, listeners, is don't worry about what your follower count is today, where you live, what you perceive as maybe I'm in a more rural area. GoGo is in the most rural area and she has built up this huge following and she wants to teach you, of course, how to do that as well. But yeah, what a great idea. So go to local businesses, say, I would love to promote you. Also, you know, and let them know, like, hey, this helps my business too. But more importantly, I really want to help you guys. This real estate's a hyper-local business and we should support each other.
Sounds good. And then another tip, if you like postcards, which I used to do them, but I think they work just like clockwork. This is not a social media tip, but this is a good tip. Good. So you can go to the local restaurant, ask them if they can give you a coupon for something. So they may say a free appetizer with an order of entry, or they may say 2 drinks with an order of an entry, or whatever they can give you. Restaurant can always give you something. Now you're going to go into your database. You're going to get all of your mailing addresses. You're going to design this beautiful postcard that you are on the front and you talk about your business. On the back, you print the coupon.
Yes.
So they have a reason to hold on to, because otherwise your postcard just goes straight into the trash.
And I have an even a thing to tack onto that. So this is a great idea. So let's recap what Gogo just said. So in addition to doing these giveaways, right, when you're talking to the owner, say, hey, by the way, I'm thinking about doing a postcard mailer, you know, to help to try to drum up business for me. And I thought maybe we could do it together. Ask them if they're willing to give you a, you know, some sort of discount coupon that you could promote via mailers, postcards. And then if you're like, well, I don't have the money to do that, right? Obviously, maybe the restaurant or salon might be willing to co-sponsor that, but let's say they're not and you don't have enough money. This is where partnerships come in. So if you have a lender, if you have an attorney, a title company, these are all ancillary partners to your business, which you probably have, and say, hey, I want to co-sponsor this. Can you guys help cover the cost, right? A lot of these institutions, lenders, attorneys, et cetera, will do this for you and cover the bill.
Yeah. I know in Michigan, and I'm not sure if every state is different, there are regulations of the size of everybody.
Yes.
So if you are a certain size, then the lender has to be a certain size in order to split it halfway. But still,
yes,
that's saving you cost.
Yeah, it's huge. So yeah, guys, that's what's known as, make sure it's, no, there's not a RESPA violation. But the like if you're working with a lender and they're a reputable lender, they'll make sure. But yeah, definitely, just a way to co-sponsor and keep your costs down. But wow, what an awesome idea. So you just gave two really strong ideas about how to work hyper-local with businesses.
Oh, good, good. Well, that's the goal. The goal is for all of us to make money. You know what I mean? And helping one another, making
yes.
When you're supporting a local business and they're supporting you, everybody wins. We all feed our children.
Exactly. So what else is going on in social media for 2020?
Well, engagement. So as we talked about that 2% that Facebook is going to allow them to see your post, engagement is very important. How many followers you have with the new algorithm, it doesn't matter. You, as just you said, you could have two followers, but if those two give you the time of the day and they watch every video that you posted and yada, yada, that's what Facebook and Instagram cares about. They care about how much of their attention are you able to capture? How many people take the time to comment? How many people take the time to like, how many of them they will DM you, how many of them will skip the video when you post it, how many of them will watch it all the way through. So what you want, what it's called now, engagement. You don't want necessarily just their likes and stuff. You want them to engage, to give you the time of the day. In order to do that, you want to share fun stuff. You want to ask them questions, because when you ask them questions, they have to do what? Respond. When you respond, that's considered engagement.
Yes.
So when you do these giveaways and things like that, and they have to comment and tag people, that's all engagement, and that's the reason why you're doing it, is so you to mass organically with the algorithm, so you don't have to pay for ads to get likes and follows.
Yeah. So guys, this is really, really important. So think about it from the social media's company's perspective. What they really are trying to serve up to the people who visit their sites is to make sure they're giving the best possible content. The way they judge, now they can't watch every video, they can't read every post. Obviously, they don't do that. Well, all they can go on is how engaged the audience is with that content. So what that means is, you know, like Gogo said, getting people to share it, getting people to comment, getting people to tag their friends in it. That shows the social media providers that, wow, this is a high quality post. Look at how much engagement there is. Hey, Gogo, curious about this, because I've heard about this in the past, and I don't know how effective these are. It's a little bit of a gray area, so I want to get your opinion on it. I don't have an opinion myself. What about creating groups that are engagement groups? So you're commenting.
Funny you would say that, because you see that next thing I was about to talk about.
Oh my gosh, that's so, that, by the way, guys, we did not set that up at all. That is, so she's literally pointing at the word engagement groups.
And we are on to groups.
Great minds think alike, I guess. Actually,
that's the exact order I wrote them down.
That's funny. So it's funny, because I first heard about this about 10 years ago with Facebook. And because I had a blog, I had a very successful blog outside of real estate. It was a humor blog. And we used to do this. But I kind of forgot about it until just now. So let's talk about it.
Yeah. So Instagram does limit you, though, to how many people you can have in that group. I think it's 35 or 25 or something like that. So if you have more people like that, like in my team now, what we call Team Gogo, there's 130 of us. So we have multiple groups. So we call it Team Gogo 1, Team Gogo 2, Team Gogo 3, Team Gogo 4. As people joining your groups, you just add them on, and then you create a new one, and you add them on and create a new one. So then you have multiple groups. So what I do, and we are recording this, so I don't know if you ever going to post it or not, but I can show you when you go to your post. So open up your last post on Instagram, and then you're going to see that little triangle right there. You see that?
Right.
Or whatever that's called, like a paper
arrow or whatever it is. Yeah.
You click that and it's going to ask you, where do you want to send it? And you see my Teams, how it says
yes.
Teams to you. Yep. So you just send it into the group. Very quickly, just so it's more like a reminder for them to like, oh, Gogo posted something. So then that everybody from that group can come over, take the time to like and comment. But the point of the group is you have to play fair. You
right. can't everyone.
And expect them to comment and post on yours, but then you're not going to return the favor because you're going to get
booted. So guys, let's dial this, really get specific here. So here's what you're going to do if you're a realtor. You're going to reach out to other realtors who are active on Instagram. You're going to say, hey, we know that engagement is everything and Instagram cares how many likes, but in addition to likes, they want to see comments, they want to see tags, they want, you know, shares. Why don't we support each other? And each time we both post, we're going to share, comment, and like. And you can get a whole network of people to do this.
Yes. So you do it to mess with the algorithm, pretty much.
Yeah. This is a way to show Instagram or Facebook or whatever that people are engaged with your content. And it is perfectly okay to do this. This is a great, great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Next one, tag location. Always. So our business is a local business.
Yes.
In order to generate eyeballs from that location, from people that may not know of your existence, you always have to tag the location. So in your post, when you make a post, you look above the post that shows your location. That's because you tag the location. Just before posting it, it allows you to do a couple of things. So you plug in the photo, then you can write the blah, blah, blah. Then you can tag a person or you can tag your location. Those, and you can then share it to Facebook. Those steps are all built in to your Instagram post. You want to make sure to do all of them and always, always, always tag location. What that does, though, puts your post on a map. So if I go, let's say you are in Chicago. If I'm in Chicago and I'm bored, I don't know what to do in Chicago today, I'm going to go on Instagram, put in Chicago as a location and see what's going on. Everybody that tagged Chicago, I see who's eating where, if there's
sure.
an event going on, things like that. That's the reason why you tag your location, because you want those people from that location to get eyeballs on your post. Even we might not be, you know, they could care less about your open house this weekend or the newest listing or whatever you tag the location for. But by clicking that, they get to see your storefront, what I call your actual profile.
Yes.
And if it's appetizing to them, they're going to follow. And that's all you want. You just want them to follow. So if and when they're ready down on the road, they'll call you.
Quick question. This is, I'm curious if you have a thought about this, and the answer might be it doesn't matter. So you're talking about sharing posts from Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Gogo mentioned, hey, you want to share to Facebook, because obviously Instagram is owned by Facebook, and it's an instant, you just basically click a button and it's going to share it. Question if you think it matters if you, instead of sharing it from Instagram, if you organically post it as well, not as well, but instead, you're going to be posting it two places, Instagram, same exact post you're going to post in Facebook. Do you think it matters whether you share it from Instagram or take the extra step, not share it from Instagram and post it, you know, uniquely also in Facebook?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it used to matter in the past before they were owned by one another, where it showed like it was an Instagram post and now it's fed to Facebook. It doesn't show it anymore. Now it just looks like a Facebook post. Even
I feel the same way. I just was curious because you're the queen of Instagram. So
from Instagram. So my account. So I strongly recommend everybody to have a business page on both.
Yes.
I don't do business on personal for many reasons. A, because my friends didn't sign up for that.
Right. They don't want to see your social media bootcamp stuff.
Yeah. And then B, it's because you're limited on your personal. You're limited to 5,000. So believe it or not, 5,000 may sound like I don't know 5,000 people. But if you do this right, in less than a year, you're going to be past that. And then you're going to have to boot people. And so if you didn't do it on a page, now you're going to have to start over and do it on a page because you're going to outgrow that platform. So might as well just start and do it right and do it on a page on both sides.
Got it. I will say, as far as the sharing, there is also a share button to Twitter. And I know Twitter isn't as popular, of course, as it used to be. If you are going to share to Twitter, do not share to Twitter via the Instagram app, because it just posts a link and Twitter does not love that. So as GoGo's saying, hey, you can click the share to Facebook and it shouldn't negatively affect the Facebook rankings. But if you're going to do Twitter, yeah, copy and paste it over and also, you know, put the photo in organically. Twitter does not love driving traffic to Instagram. So if you do it from Instagram, it just posts a link to your Instagram posts. Guys, so if you're using Twitter, which probably most realtors aren't these days, but if you are, just organically post it in Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is it's a totally different level of English. I never been able to understand. I'm happy I can speak basic English. I don't Twitter English, so I never did it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and Twitter is struggled over the last 10 years to really gain its foothold. But yeah, so guys, so let's just recap a couple of those ideas. We talked about working with local businesses, right? We talked about doing giveaways. We talked about doing mailers. Then we talked about Instagram, and we talked about tagging your location. We talked about having the giveaways and making sure people are engaging, right? This is all about engagement. And then we also talked about sharing. How do we share our posts to other social media networks and having an engagement group. Don't hesitate. Reach out to other realtors in your area. If you don't know who is heavy in social media in your area, just ask around or look online or Google it, right? You'll have, or look on Instagram, do searches. You will find there are many, many realtors who love Instagram, and guess what? They all want engagement. So reach out to them and say, hey, let's create a little engagement group and support each other.
Yeah. And it's easy to find on Instagram, especially if they're using the right hashtags. So for example, I'm in Michigan. So if I'm looking for Michigan realtors that have social media presence, I would search for the hashtag Michigan Realtor.
Right.
Makes sense. I'll find every single one of them that's on there. So if you're in Chicago, you're going to do Chicago Realtor, Cleveland Realtor, Ohio Realtor, whatever area that you cover, you can just put that in and search for those and they will pop up and then you just message them.
Great. What else is on your sheet? I don't want to guess anymore because I'll probably I already guessed perfectly once and I'll probably not do that again. What else do you have?
So personalized brand is no longer optional.
Okay.
So what that means to me, and in my language, let me break it down to you. You don't sell real estate. You sell yourself and you sell your services. So if you are not in the posts, if you are not in the pictures, if you're not in the videos, you are going to lose them. You might not even gain them in the first place, but if you gain them at some point, you're going to lose them. So if all you post is your last listing and the open house this weekend and a nice kitchen, people are on average on the market for every 7 to 10 years for 6 months. Right. If all you do is real estate in between, you're going to lose them. People are curious about how other people live their life or do their business. And that's how you're going to gain their eyeballs. So personalize it as much as you can. It has to be about you. So if nothing else you change this year, but you're going to put yourself more often in front of the camera, you're going to skyrocket your business.
Yeah, this is important. So guys, here's a really silly example, but a good one. So let's say you're going to take a picture of the food at a restaurant that you're at, which of course we all love to do, right? Everybody does that. I would encourage you, and look, it's really cool if you can get that shot just right, but how about putting yourself behind the food as well? So people can see that you're at the restaurant with your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever, just alone. Like, people want to see you in addition to the perfect meal that you're about to eat. Put yourself in, and in fact, just test it. Do two different things on two different days. Show just the picture of the food. You'll get a ton of likes. Show yourself in the picture for a different restaurant with a different food and see what the difference is. I will almost guarantee you'll get more likes when you're in the picture.
How about we'll take it one step further and create a quick little video story about you taking that first bite of that food, that's the reason why you went to that restaurant. And then you let people watch your facial reactions while you swallow that first bite and it's so good. And next thing you know, you have thousands of views and now they're at that restaurant ordering the same food, tagging you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know about this place.
I just did this with my family. They were in town and we were at some restaurant in Chicago downtown and they had whenever you order guacamole, it's a Mexican place. They give you a bowl of crickets, of dried fried crickets. That's one of their specialties. And it's kind of a novelty, but it's a nice restaurant. And so I'm like, oh, I have to eat this, right? And of course, we have to video me eating a cricket because that's kind of funny. And, you know, I got a few thousand views just from doing, instead of doing a picture of a cricket, look, I'm about to eat a cricket. Nobody cares. They want to see me eat a cricket. Yeah, right. And I was just doing it for fun. And
I want to see facial expressions of that cricket going down on your
head. So that's a really, and you guys, it doesn't have to be an extreme thing like that, but as silly as it's, I did this, I ate live octopus in New York like 5 years ago and I did the same thing. I'm like, we got to video this. And yeah, it was, well, live in the sense of, they were all squiggling around on a plate. Now that one actually got, some people didn't like it because they were like, that's animal cruelty. They didn't understand that the tentacle was already severed and it was just the nerves were moving around. So it wasn't like I pulled it off of a live octopus, but it had been pulled off of a live octopus. And then anyway, it's a bit of a delicacy.
Well, I would anything. So if you want to take ever anyone on one of those shows where you win things, if you eat things, you want to take, I'll eat anything.
But yeah, me too. A
live octopus.
All right. Anything else we got for today?
Yes. Video. Video is a must. Cute little stories, just not stories that you plan for, like stories, what I mean, like literally you have this gadget with you all the time, your cell phone. Grab that thing, go to your stories on Instagram and just blah, blah, blah for 15 seconds, whatever's on your mind, whatever's going on in your day. Show that you're walking into your closing and what is your closing gift. Show that, you know, you went to Starbucks and you ordered this coffee because you're meeting with this client. Like whatever that's going on, just show snippets. People are curious how you live your life. People are curious how you run your business. People are curious of your work ethic. And there's no better way of showing it, but showing it in action. So video is very important and try to make sure that, you know, at least 80% of the time you are in that video and you're not just shooting random happenings in your life and around you, but you're actually in it and you're the subject of the video. LinkedIn is the next very important thing. LinkedIn is now competing with the Facebooks and Instagrams and they're allowing way more eyeballs right now than Facebook and Instagram does because they want you to use their platform to get that attention. So use LinkedIn. The way I do my posts is I start everything on Instagram, automatically feed it to Facebook, and then I take the same link and go over to Instagram and post it. So technically, I post twice. I don't type up the blah, blah, blah. Before I post the blah, blah, blah on Instagram, I copy it. So then I go to LinkedIn, plug in the photo, paste the blah, blah, blah post. Literally takes 20 seconds to post on all three platforms. So that the ad cost. So Facebook, what happened is when they opened it up where we can run ads, they ran out of geological locations. So multiple people were able to cover with their ads the same location. Now it's oversaturated. And in order to fix that, the only way to fix that is by raising the cost. So they're going to raise the price and assume that the ones that can afford it anymore is just going to fall off. Sure. So the Facebook ad cost is going to get much higher. My understanding is in 2020, don't quote me on it. So if you were planning on running some ads, you want to do it now and you want to do it fast. So you can hopefully stay in the game.
Very smart.
Fall off when the new ones come in. I don't know if you guys realize, but on the Facebook app, again, if you have, sorry, not just the app, but Facebook altogether, if you have a page, now you have an option to share your calendar.
Yes.
So people can literally plug themselves into a bicycle. Like if you go to my Facebook and Google's Real Estate, you can see how it's set up. I have a buy side consultation and a listing side consultation, and it syncs with my personal calendar. So it only gives them the opportunity of the times when I have set up when it's open. For a half an hour interval, and they literally plug themselves in to a consultation. I just wake up, I'm like, oh, I have a buyer consultation at 11 today.
Yep. I use the same thing for realtors that are interested in joining our firm. So if you go to the page for my company, there's a book appointment thing. And yes, you guys, it takes like 2 minutes to set this thing up. Yeah. And very smart.
Next one is template-based marketing. If you are using a third party or it's template based where they are using beautiful stock photos, they're beautiful, but they're stock. It's not personal. There's no relationship between me and the stock photo on the other end. So that those things don't work. So if you are paying for a service like that, stop it right now. Even if you're not willing to do real estate, you are wasting your money with that. It's not going to work. It's not going to generate you business. And you probably know it already. Because you probably have been for it for a while and not seeing the results. And that's why, is because it's not personalized. So the template base got to go. create your hashtag. So you remember when we were talking about the Michigan realtor, yes. You want to find someone. Hashtags are on Instagram are kind of like search words. So if you would go to Google and search for something, how would you search? So imagine those words plugged into one little word with the hashtag in front of it. So you have to create your own hashtag. The reason why that's important is because that is your brand. If somebody's looking for Gogo's Real Estate, they're going to plug in Gogo's Real Estate and they're going to find me because I tag myself every single time with my own hashtag.
Very smart.
So you want to, A, figure out what is your brand, B, create your own hashtag. And creating your own hashtag, that just means, guys, that when you make a post, you're going to hashtag that brand. So if yours is Keeping It Real Podcast, then you're going to make a post. And every time you make a post, you're going to do hashtag Keeping It Real Podcast every single time. So when I go on there and I'm going to be like, what is this Keeping It Real Podcast about? I'm going to go on there putting Keeping It Real Podcast. And then I'm going to find every post they ever made. So the more there is, the more legit it's going to look. And also when other people start using your hashtags, that really makes you more legit. So when your listeners, you could do a giveaway and you're saying, hey guys, everybody who tags Keeping It Real Podcast this week in your post, in the end of the week, I give away blah, blah, blah. Now you just had 100,000 of your followers tagging you once. That's 100,000 tags.
Huge.
That's just made you really legit.
Right. Yep. Awesome. Great idea.
So hashtags are important. Voice notes. So if somebody reaches out to you, don't just send back a normal message of like, yeah, that sounds great. Hold that little voice note button and say,
yes,
that's Jessica, and call them by their first name. So go to their profile, look at their first name, call them by their first name, because everybody loves hearing their own name out of your mouth. Because that means you recognize me, you see me, you hear me, I exist.
Yeah, my girlfriend does that for me on text message, which she's the first person that's ever done that. And I love it. I love hearing her voice. So instead of calling me, sometimes we'll be texting back and forth. She'll just hold that button and do it. You guys can do the same thing on Facebook.
So just leave a voice note. So when somebody reaches out to you and says, hey, I would love to, you know, buy a 2-bedroom condo in Howell, Michigan. Now just sending back a message saying, oh, yeah, I would love to be a realtor. You can be like, hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for reaching out. You know, I have this and this going on today, but would you please just type up exactly what you're looking for? I need your full name, your email address, and your cell phone number. I will, you know, log you into the system. I will email you everything that's on the market by the end of the day. And once again, thank you so much for reaching out to me. So it's something that is just way more personal. You call them by the name, you give them the time of the day, and more than likely they're going to do business with you because it's more personal.
Awesome. Let's stop there only because you have so much stuff that I know you want to get to. And I don't want to get all of it away this month because I want people coming back next month. They will anyway, but I am putting the brakes on it because I want people to start utilizing what they've learned today. And then we're going to follow up in a month and continue on. So yeah, this was so amazing, guys. So what we don't want to do is overwhelm you with too much ideas. And Gogo is ready to just keep going for the next hour because she's so amazing. But here's what you guys need to do right now. Go to gogosbootcamp.com. Guys, I don't promote anything. This is the only thing I promote. It's that good. I mean, listen to Gogo. She is ready to talk for another hour about this. Her course is incredible. I am doing her course. This is embarrassing. We don't even have an Instagram account for our podcast because I could never figure out how to promote a podcast on Instagram. And I finally realized, because I'm kind of a dummy, I finally realized by going through her program how to do that. So we're going to start doing this. So join this journey with me together, right? Obviously, I want to grow my podcast. You guys want to grow your businesses in real estate. Gogo is the person to do it. She's done it for thousands of people, continues to do it. And how nice is it that she comes on her show out of the goodness of her heart to talk to you and give you guys all these great tips for free? Like, how amazing is that? So guys, gogosbootcamp.com. It's a brand new program, even from just a few months ago, and it's awesome. And she is a speaker. She goes all over the country talking about this. She gets paid a ton of money to teach what she's giving you right now, but she wants to teach you in the privacy of your home. So definitely gogosbootcamp.com is where you need to go. And follow her on Instagram as well, which is Gogo's Real Estate, at Gogo's Real Estate.
Thank you guys so much. I love this opportunity. I truly love what I get to do. Like, this is like my high.
It's fun.
You know what I mean? It's fun. It's so fun.
And, you know, look, guys, we're going to have her on every single month. So here's what we need from you, the listeners. We need you to do two things. Actually, three things. You need to go to Instagram and follow Gogo's Real Estate. You need to go also to Facebook and follow her as well. You also need to follow us on Facebook, guys. Every single day we post a link to an article that we have found online to help you grow your business. So at Keeping It Real Pod, and soon we'll have an Instagram account too. So you guys need to follow GoGo on Instagram, Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and you're going to go out and tell a friend as well about this podcast. All you have to do is turn to the realtor next to you in your office and say, hey, do you guys, you want to ever learn how to grow your business on social media? We've got, I just listened to this podcast. This amazing woman just gave like 10 really great ideas. You're going to tell them about our podcast. And then, and really that's all you got to do. If every one of our listeners tells a friend, we're going to double our listenership, which we did last year. We want to do it again. So I want to thank you guys in advance for helping build up your business by listening to these podcasts, and also help your neighbor's business. Tell the person next to you realtors don't work in offices anymore, but everybody you know, tell them about this podcast, right? And make sure that they know about GoGo. And, you know, we just want to keep our whole intention, guys, is legitimately to help you grow your business. That is what we do. And how cool is it that we do it for free on these podcasts? So,
and
guys,
also let's ask their opinion what they want to know. So you leave us messages, DMs us, leave a note on any of our posts. Just say, hey, I just listened to your Keeping It Real podcast, and I would really love if you covered this.
Guys, this is for you. So we need to know what you want to hear. So reach out to us. You can go to, by the way, every single episode we've ever done, including the GoGo episodes, are all on keepingitrealpod.com. We're also on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pandora, all the places you can find podcasts. Just pull up in a podcast app, look for Keeping It Real Podcast. I promise it'll pop up. If not, reach out to me at our website and I'll help you. But guys, we want to help you grow your business in 2020. GoGo, thank you so much for being on the show once again. We're going to have you back in a month, assuming you're willing to.
Yeah.
And we love it. GoGo'sBootcamp.com, guys. GoGo is one of my favorite people ever for this show. She's just perfect and the audience loves her. So on behalf of our listeners, GoGo, thank you. And on behalf of GoGo and me, to the listeners, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for having me. And if you would take the time, when you do see the results of anything that I shared here today, if you would just send me a message, it makes me fluffy and makes me feel good knowing that whatever I put out there, it generates the results and everybody's happy with it. So I would love to get your notes when you see the results.
Perfect, guys. Stay in touch. And thank you so much. And we'll see you next month, GoGo.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye.